today is called Palm Sunday, which is why you're holding a palm branch. You knew that? Good. Good job. I'm so proud of you guys for knowing that. And I'm going to tell you more about why it's called Palm Sunday. But first, I have a box. Do you see this box? In it is something. Okay, well, let me tell you. In it is something I really think you'll enjoy. But first, I'm going to give you a couple of clues, and I'm going to see if you can guess. Okay? Okay, so it's bright and it's small. Any guesses? Ezra. A small light bulb. Okay, that's a great guess. Yes? A palm branch. Okay, that would be small and bright. Rory? A flower. Okay, that would be small and bright. Yes?
It's a sunflower.
A sunflower. That's a good guess, too. Well, we're going to see at the end of my lesson if you are right or not. Do you want to see inside the box really bad? Like, really, really bad? Are you just dying to know what's inside? That emotion is something called anticipation. Can you say that back to me? It's a big word. Anticipation. That was a Rocky Horror joke for those of you who got it. From the Family Hazard. Anticipation is that feeling you get maybe on Christmas Eve or when your grandma... Yeah. Or yes, that's her name. Or like if your cool uncle is coming to visit, like a funcle. Is there someone, he's a fun uncle. Is there someone who visits you that you guys can't wait to see? Yes?
It's my
your cousin?
It's
okay,
my,
yes?
It's my dad.
Your dad? Yeah, that would be exciting to see him, wouldn't it? Yes? Your mom and dad?
And my papa and my grandma and grandpa.
Your grandma and grandpa? That does get really exciting. Well, we're all anticipating someone at some point, right? There's something that we're excited about. Can I tell you what I anticipate a lot? Amazon packages. I get really excited about Amazon packages. Or vacations, or little adventures with my family. Today, I'm going to tell you a short story about some people who were waiting on something, okay? So, first, we are, I promise. I'm holding your anticipation. It's working for me. Okay, so God had a people that they made themselves known to for a long time, like thousands of years. And they called them
3 years,
a lot more than three. Yeah. So they called themselves, these people called themselves God's chosen people, or the Israelites, or the Hebrews, the Jews. And those people, they were constantly getting enslaved and like mistreated by other people. And they saw endless war and mistreatment. But...
From
Santa, not Santa. But, okay, so look, here's your first picture. Yeah, I'm going to show you. So God promised a special kind of king to save them, a king of all kings, one that would give them a new kind of kingdom. They had a special name for him called Messiah, which meant anointed one, which is what is happening in this picture. A king is getting anointed. So they were always looking for who this king might be. Okay, so that's picture one. Does someone want to hold this for me? Okay, you want to hold that? Okay. So here's the next picture. Before, maybe, you'll have to wait and see. Okay. Before Jesus... I'll let you see in a minute, okay? I'm watching for really good listeners, okay? So before Jesus was born, there were all these prophecies about him. A prophecy is like, I know, it's a bigger picture up there. That's for the grown-ups too, so they can be in story time. So there were lots of prophecies about him, about how he would be, about how Jesus would be king of the Jews. I know. I'm so glad. And when Jesus grew up, he started doing all these crazy cool things, like walking on water and controlling storms and healing people with big, bad sicknesses. He even raised his dear friend Lazarus, who's in this picture, from the dead. And people started to notice and talk about it. If you saw someone doing something like that, do you think you'd want to tell somebody?
Me.
Yeah, and be like, me too. I'd want to be like, hey, I saw this crazy cool guy walking on water this morning. I'd want to tell people that I knew. So the more people that got told, the more people started to notice Jesus. They were expecting, I know, they were expecting a special kind of king, remember? So when Jesus came to Jerusalem, the capital and spiritual center for the Jews, people welcomed him like a king. Okay, so I'm watching for very quiet friends. Esme. I'm watching for very quiet friends, okay? Maybe. Can you show me how quiet you can be? So Jesus asked his friends, you have to be quiet, Jonah, and show me how good you can be. He asked his friends to get him a special donkey to ride in on, and people rolled out their ancient version of a red carpet, palm leaves, and even laying down their coats on the ground for him to walk on. And they yelled, Hosanna. Do you guys remember singing Hosanna? Some of you? Yes. So they yelled Hosanna and sang it, which is their way of saying, we know God sent you and we are beyond glad that you're here. And they kept shouting and singing and celebrating him all the way through the city gates. You did a great job. Okay. They were so looking forward to Jesus coming. Some of them didn't know him super well, but they knew he was the king they'd been waiting for, even if they didn't understand what kind of a king he would be. And Jesus was a different kind of king. He was very different. He didn't sit on a throne or order people around to serve him. You know, Jesus didn't even call himself king. Other people called him king. And he was the sort of king who served everybody else. He served everybody else. So I don't know about you. But that's the kind of king that I'd like to follow. Is that the kind of king that you might like to follow? Would you like to hold this one? You've been so quiet. Thank you. Someone, remember, I have a box. Yeah. That was so kind. Thank you for sharing. So someone who places their needs and wants last, who doesn't even like to see their enemies get hurt. I do too. That's somebody that I'd like to follow. Is that somebody you guys would like to follow?
Yeah.
Maybe. That's a good kind of king. All right. So I'm going to let you guys see what's in my box, okay? And Mr. Brandon is going to close us out with another verse of our song, but first I'm going to say a prayer, unless one of you wants to say a prayer. Would one of you like to say the prayer? Okay. Ezra, since you're right here, why don't you stand up? You want to stand up and talk into my microphone? Fancy microphone. Okay. All right, come on. Ready? You don't know a prayer? You can say, dear Creator, or dear God.
I want to do it.
Or dear
God. I want to do it.
You want to work together?
I want to do it.
You want to do it? Okay. How about you guys add to my prayer? Okay. So, dear God, right now we want to thank you for, what would you like to thank God for? Giving us life. That's a great thing to thank for. Giving us life. Is that a good consensus? Okay. God, thank you for giving us life. We are very excited about food today, right? Are we excited about food?
Yes.
Yes. We are very excited to see what's in the box. And we love you so much. In your name we pray. Amen.